We're right in the middle of the cherry season and other fruit picking season as well at the moment. I love cherries this time of the year, and I've already had three feeds, and I'm just about down to the bottom of the bag for the third one, so I'll be making a trip out to a local cherry orchard very shortly, the next day or two, to get another bag. But selling to the locals isn't really what's important for our cherry growers. A lot of it relies heavily on export, and they're harvesting thousands and thousands and thousands, maybe millions of fruit in the interim. And to do that, they need a lot of workers. We know that there's been a shortage of workers leading up to Christmas, because normally they come from overseas, and backpackers and people like that. And the government have been trying to recruit local pickers to help fill the void. And, of course, they've been able to bring in some people from Tonga and from Vanuatu and places like that that would normally pick them as well. Peter Cornish is the Chief Executive of Fruit Growers Tasmania, and he joins me now. Good afternoon, Peter.
Good afternoon, Martin. How are you?
Yeah, good. Now, let's just talk about the cherry season, because that's probably the one that's right in the middle of at the moment. We did manage to recruit quite a few local workers. The government have set a target of around 6,000, which is double what you would normally get in locals. How are we travelling at the moment?
Yes, I think we've certainly seen a lot more interest from locals, which is great. And we really needed that this year, given we've got a lot less backpackers in particular coming in, particularly for the cherry season.
Okay, and strawberries have started as well, and I guess others are on the way, but the government, our state government, have opted into the Australian Government's Seasonal Worker Program. How important was it for us to be involved in that, Peter?
Yeah, that's really important as well. I mean, we started off back in September, really, getting returned Seasonal Worker Program people who were in other states, who couldn't go back to their home countries. And the state governments worked really cooperatively with industry on that. And then most recently we've had two direct flights, one from Timor-Leste and then one from Tonga. And the Tongan workers have come out of quarantine, as I understand, today, which is really good. And we've got two more flights scheduled coming in over the next couple of weeks.
Well, the Primary Industries and Water Minister, Guy Barnett, literally only 5 minutes ago, when this media release came through, saying that the seasonal workers from Tonga completed their mandatory quarantine period this morning and have all returned negative tests. They'll begin working to support Tasmania's harvest as soon as possible. And there's a flight tomorrow, I believe, or this is what the Minister says, a flight of seasonal workers coming in tomorrow from Vanuatu, which has recorded one case of coronavirus, an international arrival, and that was last year. So there's no real concern, but of course we have to do the quarantine thing, and then they can be put to work, and it seems to be working quite well at the moment.
Yeah, look, it is. The seasonal worker program workers are really important, particularly for our berry sector. Because it's such a long harvest that runs 6 to 7 months, it's really well suited to the seasonal worker program. And there are a lot of return workers with that, which is really good. And I think generally it is really good that we get a lot of return workers from all sorts, whether they're locals or whether they're backpackers or others, into our industry. And I think that sort of reflects very well on our growers, who have got a really good reputation and look after workers that are here each year.
I think one of the big concerns before Christmas was if we didn't get enough workers, that we're either going to see fruit go to waste, or we were going to see the prices go up because there wouldn't be as much available. I'm pleased to say the cherry prices are the same as they were last year, so I'm personally happy about that, Peter. But is that a clear reflection of where we are at the moment, the fact that we've got it covered, that there's been no increase in prices, and there's not going to be too much fruit, if any, go to waste?
Well, look, we're certainly hoping that. It's still early days for the cherry season. The difference, of course, with berries are 6 or 7 months, cherries are 6 or 7 weeks, and maybe a little longer than that, but it's very intense. And when you've got some $70 million worth of fruit to be picked in a very short amount of time, and as you said, some 60% of that goes to exports, doesn't mean our domestic market isn't really important, doesn't mean our local market, and even our local produce guide, which advertise a range of farm gate, people who sell directly to the public, they're all really important. And this year as well, there's never more important time to buy locally, of all the great produce that we produce.
And I guess there's also competition for those workers as well, because we've got vegetables being processed and harvested at the same time of the year as well. So there's a lot going on in our paddocks.
Yeah, look, it certainly is. Fruit is certainly a very significant part of that. It's some 8,000 positions out of a total of some 10, I think, for seasonal workers at the peak, and January is the peak for that. I mean, it's still in the sort of 4, 5, 6,000 for the next few months as well, particularly as cherries keep going and berries go. But you are right, and of course, as well, with a lot less, you know, instead of 150,000 or so seasonal working holiday makers in the country, there's only around about 40,000. So the hospitality industry is also looking for a lot of workers at the same time.
Okay, well, it's good to see that we're... I mean, there was a genuine fear, wasn't there, before Christmas that would all go pear-shaped, no pun intended, but the risk was fairly serious, wasn't it?
I think it's... Yeah, absolutely. It's a great unknown, and that's the thing, and when we hit our peak. And I still think, look, there'll probably be some pockets of issues, but a lot of growers have done a lot of work over many months now getting people on board. And I think the state government has to be congratulated for how quickly have they got on board back in August and September and supported the industry. So they've done a lot of good things, and really we need to put our best foot forward and be hopeful that it's going to work out well.
Fair to say, Peter, that we've avoided a disaster?
So far, yeah, absolutely, absolutely. That's right. And whether that be for workers, whether that be for weather, whether that be for exports, whether it be for air freight, it's a very challenging time this year. Our industry was very fortunate last year that we came a bit before the hardest part of COVID. But this year we had plenty of time to plan, and hopefully we've put a lot of good things in place with the help of the government, but also the really extensive work that growers have done. And so far, it's going well, and we're looking like we've got a really good crop.
Yeah, let's hope it continues. And that's the other thing too. Quickly, you should point out that the quality of the crop this year is as good as any, because the weather conditions have been ideal.
Yeah, they have. It's fantastic. Some marvellous. Like you, I've been diving into the cherries over Christmas, and it's also something to remember that the cherries here aren't just till Christmas. They're here for the New Year. They're here for Australia Day. They're here all the way until the middle of February. So we produce fantastic cherries that are much sought after in a lot of Asian markets, and we're lucky enough to eat them locally, you know, sometimes the same day they're picked.
Yeah, look, I go chasing them, Peter. I can tell you, if one orchard closes, I go looking at the next one, and until I find the last one open on the northwest coast, pretty much. I love my cherries, and it's good to see that they're, they haven't been affected by any adverse weather conditions, and that the quality of the crop is as good as ever. Peter, thanks for your time today. I really appreciate it. It's really pleasing to hear that things are going as well as they could under the circumstances, and I said we probably avoided a disaster, which is great.
Well, absolutely, and like everyone, we're hoping for a really good new year, and hope 2021 is much better than the last.
Peter, thanks for your time this afternoon.
No worries, thank you.